Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Lukas Jezorski. Lukas Jezorski is the visionary founder and CEO of Plum Research, an expert with over 15 years' experience in tech industries. He started the company from scratch and built it up into the success it is today. His experience and expertise have established Plum Research as a trusted partner for business in the streaming and entertainment space. Lukas leads a team of experts that produce products that address the entertainment industry's needs. Plum Research has become a leading player in the entertainment industry, providing data-driven insights that help companies make informed decisions and drive growth. Lukas is a member of the International Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences, International Emmy Awards, which demonstrates his commitment to advancing the entertainment industry through innovative and data-driven solutions, and he also holds an MBA in entrepreneurship. Well, good afternoon, Lukas. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for jumping on. I know the time zones are quite different. It's very early here in the morning, but I appreciate you making the time, hailing out of the great country of Poland. So thanks again, Lukas. Lukas, we're going to just jump directly into the question, if that's okay. We're going to talk a little bit about your background, which we want to kind of get. That's the foundational conversation here before we get the rest of your information out to the world. But let's talk about your career in marketing, technology, esports. You're an entrepreneur and now the founder and CEO of Plum Research. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
I think the secret and what inspires me is sort of the same thing. And it's basically closed in one word, and that's probably curiosity. So I've been always very curious about how things work and wanted to get to sort of reassemble things as much as possible. So break things down into pieces and build them back up and see if I come up with the same thing. So indeed, my career started pretty early. And in fact, it started in gaming, because back then we didn't really have the term esports when I started. I loved a certain game and I spent a lot of time on it. Although when I realized I would never be a sort of world-class player myself, I moved on to the managerial role. I actually ran teams as a manager and then organizations. I built sort of bylaws for certain events, including judging World Cyber Games, which was like basically the sort of esports Olympics at a certain point, co-ran by Samsung and the government of Korea. So computers were always a thing for me, and good enough also when my parents saw that this can be actually a source of money, they basically did not interfere with my time in front of the screen anymore. So I did then later got into more and more gaming, other parts within gaming. And at a certain point when one of the companies I worked for got acquired, I wanted to become a venture capitalist. I reached out to a VC firm here locally in Poland. They decided to put me into one of their portfolio companies where I started running consumer solutions product management. And that's basically the spin-off for Plum Research, which is based on the foundation of all those consumer solutions right there from that company.
That's awesome. And I love that transition, being in that esports, you know, arena and then transitioning out and being an entrepreneur. And I think you've had that spirit early on. So I appreciate that and love that industry as well. As you know, we talked about my son being an esports professional player as well. So thank you for sharing.
I'm nowhere close to your son's ability in terms of gaming, but I found a role for myself to be as close as possible to the industry I love, because there is always different aspects within, right? I mean, within gaming, you don't have to be a pro gamer to be happy. There's a ton of jobs around it that can still make you happy.
Absolutely. And it even that industry pulled me in as well. And I enjoyed the time that I was involved there with my son. So thank you. Lukas, your service caters to the entertainment and streaming industry, obviously. Maybe you can talk to us about your platform and how you empower your clients with rich and actionable insights, all while driving performance.
So Plum Research owns a lot of consumer solutions that are basically the attention grabber and sort of panel building vehicle for then getting deep insights on how people consume media overall. So the sort of end solution that we provide access to our enterprise customers is actually called Show Labs. It's a product of Plum Research. And within Show Labs, we provide metrics such as unique viewers. So how many people have actually seen a certain episode, a certain season, or the title overall, how much time they spent on it, but also some deeper engagement metrics around how long it takes them to finish a season, whether it's binge worthy or not, what's the completion rate overall, and then multiple sort of very granular insights that allow you to evaluate content, and whether that's a major studio, a talent agency, or a smaller production company, they usually use that data in negotiations or as well as licensing or seeing where they could license a given content or where could they acquire a license from. So there are different aspects within the industry where we provide value, but we are pretty much content obsessed. So one of the things we do not do today is the ad part of the business. That's something that is pretty much saturated. There is already giant players within ad tech or martech kind of industries. We focus on building our sort of thought leadership or being a leader in the sort of content insights or content analysis part.
Thank you for sharing. Lucas, I appreciate that. The streaming industry, and I just had another gentleman on the podcast that the industry is just totally flipped upside down. In fact, we're post or over 50% of all devices, everything for entertainment is now streaming. It's no longer your typical television, cable, or anything like that. So what you're doing and providing these types of insights in this realm is absolutely amazing. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, if I may add here, yeah. I mean, on the device part, so we measure absolutely every single device. And in fact, we've done these sort of skewed analyses on, for instance, what is being watched even inside the infotainment system within Teslas, right? Do Tesla owners skew into a certain content type or even a title? Because our large sample allows us to do that. It often drives a lot of sort of anecdotic insights as well. And indeed, as you mentioned, I'm pretty much far from saying that linear television is dying, as it has been sort of dubbed within the media itself, but it's changing its role in a way. So as we know, you know, cable television or like free-to-air kind of television channels are more of a discovery mechanism today. And it's because of how large that, you know, top of the funnel is in terms of free mass media kind of approach. It's more probably now, and it's going to be even more important in the future to utilize that discovery vehicle in terms of providing sort of a pilot.
Lucas, I appreciate you sharing that. And again, just switching the gears a little bit here, we are a tech platform and you're obviously leveraging some of that new and emerging technology that we like to talk about. But maybe is there something you could share with us today?
I'm a big fan of what is happening in the AI space, as well as the crossover between the output of AI and the intellectual property that is happening. So both worlds of where I sit. And I see more and more of the experience being built out by actual prompters. So here within company, we actually have a couple people who have built out a pretty large skill set already in terms of prompting and using one AI solution to actually prompt the other one. It's been incredibly interesting seeing where it can take us, as well as the legislation part, how it's going to cope with the initial data sets that are actually training those algorithms. So that's something where my eyes are at right now. although we also look more and more not only on the insights part of the media and entertainment industry, but also more on production, on the tech part, there is more and more great tech solutions coming from Unity or Unreal Engine that are also going to sort of shake up this market pretty soon as well.
Absolutely. Like I said, I think the pandemic accelerated some of this innovation, of course, but the demand is driving some of that. It's unbelievable how, for example, GPT-4 is already out and I've already tested it and it's pretty cool. So that's awesome. So thank you for sharing what you're utilizing there in your platform and with your consumers. And Lucas, last question of the day here, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in tech or entrepreneurship?
Probably I would come back to the sort of curiosity part. I try to sort of cultivate my inner child when it comes to looking at certain things and reassembling them again. So, I try to spend as much time as I can with my six-year-old because I love the way how children are learning basically from a completely blank page, the world, and trying to understand things. Like I see opportunities everywhere, but obviously I need to focus in order not to go crazy. But at the same time, looking at things that are already well established, whether that's in business or in tech, and seeing how by adding additional blocks or partnerships with things that are not as obvious as they seem to be once they are then combined would actually bring things and add the leverage for a given product or an industry. I'm very focused on building partnerships, and that's how I try to grow the company as well. So probably if I were to share something with anyone seeking any suggestions in terms of career experience, it's just getting up and doing. When it comes to a product, there is a saying that if you ship a product to market and you're not ashamed of it, it means you've shipped it already too late. And I believe that it's never too early to also get into whether business yourself or working for somebody or any sort of volunteer work. You get to learn a certain routine, work with people, work with a team, and not every school is able to teach you that. So it's important to understand how certain aspects of product building, project building, and so on and so forth work out. And it's important to also do it as early as possible.
Thank you. And again, as an entrepreneur, sharing with a lot of entrepreneurs in our audience, we appreciate the little gems there. Again, very, very, very helpful. Lucas, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you for your time.
Bye for now.